Episode 63 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, is an Average Network production. We join Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the administration, George, and Attorney General Ashcroft deep beneath even the Batcave. They are searching for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld. Let us join them.
Donald? Oh, Donald? Where are you, Donald?
Dang, Dick. What is this place, anyway?
It's a very ancient cavern, George. Don't touch the supports, Ashcroft.
What is them things, Dick?
Rib bones of a very archaic whale species. Large, wasn't it? Donald!
Well, what's he doing down here, anyway?
He's hiding. Donald!
Hey, Don! You down here? He's afeard them congressers gonna get him.
Yes, they didn't really respond the way he'd hoped when he testified last week. The Iraqi prisoner scandal, you know?
Well, I don't want to think on it, by gobs. I hate naked nudes. Trying to get folks all aroused. Trying to get folks thinking about nakeds.
What are you talking about, Harry?
Pornography! I seen them pictures. You let women's in the army? That's what you get. Pornography! It's an insult to the finest flower of womanhood ever lived. Lily Langtree.
Right.
If you insist.
Donald!
Master! Is that you, Master?
Scooter? Is that you, Scooter?
Hey, Scooper!
Scooter, not Scooper.
That one's a joke, Dick. You know, one of my cute joke
Master!
Names.
Mr. President!
Ah, Donald! Hello, Scooter. Heidi, fellas. What y'all doing?
I'm digging a pit, Mr. Attorney General.
And a rather nice pit it is, Donald.
Thank you, Master. And Scooter came along to...
I'm helping by guarding the site, Master.
That's a right fine shooting iron, Scooter.
It's a Luger from the Mary Madeline collection.
What do you plan on doing with your pit, Donald?
You gonna hide in it, Don?
I might. That's a nice idea. Actually, I've always had an interest in pits. But it would be a nice place to hide, wouldn't it?
You've picked a perfect spot. I haven't even been down here in, at least 70 years.
It's nice. It's wet and dark and quiet. And there are plenty of free snacks.
Yum. Don, you ain't supposed to eat bugs in front of me.
Oh, man.
You might just need it, both of you.
I'll lay in an extra lunch.
Scooter, did you know that people have figured out that it was you and I who leaked Valerie Plame to Robot Novak?
They have? I mean, yeah, Master, I know.
Of course, Novak will never speak because I would destroy him. But Scooter, we would need a scapegoat.
And Scooter'd be good at that, huh, Dick?
He'd be splendid. And of course, there's Donald and his prisoners.
Prisoners? I've never even heard the word before.
There. Guess he ain't guilty, Dick.
I was only practicing, John.
Oh,
you and the President have been very nice to me, Master.
Yes, we looked very unified over at Defense. Even Colin. How did you get him to show up, George?
Well, you told me to make sure he showed, so I told him if he didn't, I'd fire Mike. He said,
anything to keep him from sponging off his mother and me.
But I had to promise he wouldn't have to say nothing.
And I told the press to get off your case.
It was all very touching, but I still enjoy playing in pits.
Dick, I didn't know you and Scooter was the ones that added that there Valerie claim. How come you didn't tell me?
Oh, John, really? You were ill. We certainly didn't wish to burden you further.
We kind of thought you'd like waiting to see if she'd get bumped off. Then you could have slapped Joe Wilson in jail.
By gobs, there's your idea. Heathens is always killing their wives.
And if you can't convict him, you can hold him as a material witness until he's properly forgotten.
Ah, Ashcroft, open the hat box.
Look, Scooter, they brought Dr. Henry to visit. Hello, Doctor.
Dr. Kissinger's head, how are you,
sir? I'm a head living in the hat box. How would you be? Hello, everyone. It smells very earthy down
it's
here.
It's mildew, Doctor. I had it shipped in special.
It's imported, Henry.
Imported mildew? What's the matter with the local mildew?
It lacks that piquant, cinnamony taste.
It was highly recommended by Martha Stewart's magazine.
Enough about mildew. Donald, you won't be hiding down
but
here.
But I can visit, can't I?
Perhaps. We might have to throw you and Wolfowitz over.
Oh, Doctor.
Now, Rumsfeld.
Scooter.
Yes, Doctor?
We may have to toss you to the wolves as well to protect Count Cheney. Sometimes I'm not sure it's worth it, but we do what...
Henry, how can you say that? I've been your devoted follower for almost 40 years. I even bribed my doctors into pretending I have a heart so that we can continue our very profitable partnership.
Oh, but one has to admit that having a vampire for a devoted follower is a bit disconcerting.
Two of them. Lynn is a big fan of yours.
Nevertheless, Scooter may have to be sacrificed over the Valerie Plame case. It might protect us from some of the revelations about Richard's energy task force as well. We'll move Mary Madeline into your job.
And you can come live in the Batcave with us, Scooter.
And Donald and Paul might have to go because of the Iraq plan and the prisoners.
I thought we didn't have an Iraq plan.
Oh, of course we do, Libby. It's almost working.
Yes, Henry had a near foolproof scheme. I'm afraid Wolfowitz, Pearl, and Doug Fife and the boys have managed to ruin bits of it.
The bulk of it is intact. We were on the verge of looking sympathetic when the prison scandal broke.
How'd Wolfie and Pearl screw it up?
Richard helped. He's decided that he likes outsourcing, so he helped arrange the security contracts, mostly going to the Halliburton subsidiaries.
Huh.
Through Kellogg, Brown, and Root connections.
Yes, but it was the CIA who kept insisting that they were all terrorists. And between the two groups, the CIA and our mercenaries, came the mistakes. That's why we hung on to Tennant, ain't it?
Of course. If the heat gets any worse, we throw George Tennant into the fire. That should quiet the liberals down for a few minutes.
And we keep poor Rumsfeld and Mr. Libby here just in case. Then, if need be, we just move permanently into the Batcave. Master has promised me eternal life, such as his own.
In time, Donald, what is our present course, Henry?
I've sent around a few more emails. We shall have a few more Western civilians killed until we can turn public opinion back in our favor.
We still got old Sam Billa waiting on ice?
Osama bin Laden, sir.
Yeah, him.
We'll announce his capture on October 31st, All Hallows' Eve.
When my powers are at their peak, and it's only 2 days before the election. Yeah, he's been working for us how long?
He doesn't know he's working for us, George.
And he hasn't known since 1986. Man, he must be almost as intellectually lazy as me, huh, John?
Put near, George. And he can't be all bad. He likes killing.
You must keep that opinion to yourself, Ashcroft.
Bleeding hearts such as McCain would misunderstand.
I don't think I understand, Doctor. You don't need to, Scooter. It's all a part of our plan. Well, I don't even think you know what it is, Dick. Of course I do.
No, you don't. It isn't as though I haven't tried to explain it to you. But you always wander away and change the subject.
It's because your blood isn't blood, Doctor.
What are you talking about?
Your blood is a chemical concoction fed through these tubes.
I think it's like the difference between concentrate and fresh squeeze.
It makes it a little difficult to concentrate, no pun intended. In point of fact, I never had a problem when you had a body.
Well, nevertheless, we can't rush world conquest, Richard.
People resent it. They get all squirmy and cranky.
Henry, I've been waiting for the Republican takeover of the world since Teddy Roosevelt.
Now, Richard, have a bag of plasma. Relax, pull up a rock.
Oh, it's no use, Henry. I know I'm impatient, but it's been 100 years of dull-witted administrations, all afraid to grab our rightful place as the ruler.
Well, Ashcroft? Well, George? These are going to be at it a while. How about some cartoons and pie?
Blueberry?
There's a couple of fresh just waiting for us.
What are we waiting for, George? Dexter's laboratory's on in an hour. By gobs, cartoons and pie.
Anybody who don't like crying cartoons is un-American.
How long? It's our world, not theirs. I want to be Emperor Henry. I think I deserve
Richard,
it.
Quit the whiny self-pity. You allow emotion to get the best of you. Knock it off and listen. It will take until precisely 4 p.m. EST on April 7, 2023... if we stick reasonably close to my original outline.
Takeover of the world? You can be just like your hero master, Gaius Caligula.
Really? Will I be the new Caligula?
Sure, sure, if you want. I don't see how that can be. You aren't interested in sex. Caligula was sex mad as well as schizophrenic.
Master, George and Ashcroft left.
No matter. As you've pointed out, Henry, power is sex, and sex is power. Will I really be Emperor?
Here's your security cape, Master. Oh,
thank you, Donald.
Play by my rules, Richard. Donald, nice give him plasma, a straw. Sir.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Henry.
Episode 63 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrities impersonated were lab-tested and subjected to at least 5 years of subhuman testing before being released to the general public with the prescription. Ask your pharmacist if Average Network is right for you. This is Pablo T. Flies for The Average Network. Stay tuned!